fundraising. As SAVH approaches its 75th anniversary in 2026, 2025 marked an important year of strengthening community engagement, deepening partnerships, and building foundations for the future. Amid an increasingly competitive and evolving fundraising landscape, the organization continued to adapt its fundraising approaches while remaining focused on supporting critical programs and services for persons with visual impairments. Throughout the year, SAVH worked closely with donors, corporate partners, volunteers, and community stakeholders through a range of fundraising and public engagement initiatives. Beyond fundraising efforts, these initiatives also served as important platforms to raise awareness, foster inclusion, and strengthen public understanding of visual impairments and rehabilitation. The organization recognizes that fundraising conditions are likely to remain challenging in the years ahead, with growing competition for charitable giving and increasing demands across the social service sector. Nevertheless, SAVH remains committed to strengthening sustainable fundraising efforts, building meaningful partnerships, and ensuring continued support for programs and services that empower persons with visual impairments to live independently and confidently. The following highlights some of SAVH's key fundraising and community engagement initiatives in 2025. International White Cane Day 2025. A World Without Limits, Exploring the Senses. On October 4, 2025, the Singapore Association of the Visually Handicapped, SAVH, welcomed more than 800 attendees to its annual International White Cane Day, IWCD, celebration, held at SAVH's premises under the theme A World Without Limits, Exploring the Senses. The event brought together visually impaired clients, caregivers, volunteers, partners, donors, and members of the public in a vibrant evening dedicated to inclusion, awareness, and community spirit. Graced by the guest of honor, Chi Hong Tat, the event reinforced the organization's ongoing mission to promote greater understanding of visual impairment, advocate for inclusivity, and empower persons with visual impairments to live independently and confidently within the community. This year's edition introduced a wide range of inclusive and experiential activities designed to encourage participants to engage with the world through different senses. Sensory-based booths invited members of the public to experience touch, sound, and taste in new ways, offering a deeper appreciation of the daily experiences and perspectives of persons with visual impairments. Through these immersive encounters, attendees were encouraged to reflect on accessibility, empathy, and the importance of building a more inclusive society. The event also featured a lively community carnival atmosphere with food and beverage vendors, performances, experiential games, and mid-autumn festival-themed activities such as lantern-making workshops and cultural engagements. Families, volunteers, and community members had opportunities to connect meaningfully with SAVH clients and staff, fostering stronger bonds and a shared sense of belonging. A key highlight of the evening was the presentation of the Tan Che Bing Bursary Awards, which recognized a record 57 visually impaired students in 2025. The bursaries provide financial assistance to support students in their educational journeys, while also affirming their resilience, determination, and aspirations. By investing in education and empowerment, SAVH continues to support visually impaired individuals in achieving greater independence and opportunities for the future. IWCD 2025 also reflected the strong support of community partners, vendors, and volunteers who contributed their time, resources, and expertise to make the event possible. 9 community vendors participated in the event, adding vibrancy and diversity to the carnival experience while strengthening the spirit of community participation and social support. Beyond the festivities, the event played an important role in advancing SAVH's broader objectives of advocacy and fundraising. Proceeds raised from the event will contribute towards SAVH's rehabilitation and support services for persons with visual impairments, enabling the organization to continue delivering programs that enhance independence, mobility, employability, and quality of life. International White Cane Day 2025 was ultimately more than a celebration. It was a powerful reminder that inclusion begins with understanding, connection, and shared experiences. Through meaningful engagement with the community, SAVH remains committed to building a society where persons with visual impairments are empowered to thrive without limits. Vision Rehabilitation Conference 2025. Pathways to Independence. Bridging Support, Skills, and Society. From 20 to August 21, 2025, SAVH organized the inaugural Vision Rehabilitation Conference, VRC, 2025 at One Farrer Hotel under the theme Pathways to Independence, Bridging Support, Skills, and Society. As Singapore's first dedicated conference focused on visual impairment and rehabilitation, the event marked a significant milestone in advancing national conversations on accessibility, rehabilitation, inclusion, and empowerment for persons with visual impairments. Graced by the guest of honor Eric Chua, the two-day conference brought together more than 150 professionals, advocates, educators, healthcare practitioners, social service agencies, corporate partners, and SAVH clients. The conference created a collaborative platform for stakeholders across sectors to exchange ideas, share expertise, and explore practical solutions to strengthen Singapore's visual rehabilitation ecosystem. VRC 2025 was conceptualized to address the growing need for stronger interdisciplinary collaboration in supporting persons with visual impairments. As Singapore's population ages and accessibility needs evolve, the conference highlighted the importance of bridging healthcare, education, employment, rehabilitation, and community support systems to create more inclusive pathways towards independence and participation in society. The conference program featured a wide range of discussions and presentations covering critical topics in the visual rehabilitation landscape. Sessions explored rehabilitation pathways, cerebral visual impairment, CVI, assistive technology, stigma and societal perceptions, eye care and prevention, as well as employability and employment opportunities for persons with visual impairments. Through these conversations, speakers and panelists examined both current challenges and future opportunities in building a more accessible and inclusive Singapore. A distinguished lineup of speakers, moderators, and panelists contributed diverse professional and lived experiences to the conference. Experts from healthcare institutions, social service agencies, education, accessibility, technology, and disability advocacy sectors shared insights on strengthening rehabilitation outcomes and empowering individuals with visual impairments to lead independent and fulfilling lives. The conference also elevated the voices of persons with lived experiences of visual impairment, reinforcing the importance of inclusive dialogue and representation in shaping future policies and practices. One of the conference's key strengths was its emphasis on cross-sector collaboration. Discussions highlighted the importance of coordinated referral pathways, stronger support networks, inclusive education systems, accessible technology, and sustainable employment opportunities. Participants also explored how innovation, public awareness, and professional partnerships can collectively contribute towards improving quality of life and long-term outcomes for persons with visual impairments. Beyond professional learning, the conference fostered meaningful networking and relationship building among practitioners, agencies, advocates, and community partners working within the disability and rehabilitation sectors. By bringing together diverse stakeholders under a shared platform, VRC 2025 strengthened opportunities for future collaboration, knowledge sharing, and collective action within the visual rehabilitation space. The successful launch of VRC 2025 reflects SAVH's continued commitment to advancing thought leadership, advocacy, and service development in the field of visual rehabilitation. As the organization continues to champion accessibility and empowerment, the conference represents an important step towards building a more inclusive society where persons with visual impairments are supported not only through rehabilitation services, but also through stronger systems, opportunities, and community understanding. Fundraising and expenditure plans for FY 2026-27. As SAVH marks its 75th anniversary, the organization will undertake a series of fundraising, awareness and community engagement initiatives aimed at strengthening support for persons with visual impairment and advancing its mission of building a more inclusive society. Fundraising efforts for FY 2026-27 will focus on a balanced portfolio of public campaigns, donor cultivation initiatives, corporate partnerships, grant opportunities, and commemorative anniversary events. Key initiatives include Flag Day, a patron-hosted donor engagement lunch, International White Cane Day, the SAVH 75th Anniversary Gala Dinner, World Braille Day activities, and other community-led fundraising efforts. Collectively, these initiatives are expected to support an overall fundraising aspiration of approximately $2.27 million, comprising donations and matching grants. Funds raised will be invested in programs and services that support the independence, inclusion, and well-being of persons with visual impairment. This includes rehabilitation and support services, community engagement initiatives, volunteer development, public education, and awareness efforts, as well as organizational capabilities required to strengthen service delivery and meet evolving community needs. SAVH will also invest in the planning and delivery of its 75th anniversary initiatives, which seek to celebrate the organization's legacy while expanding public understanding and support for the visually impaired community. As the organization looks towards its next chapter, SAVH remains committed to the prudent stewardship of donor funds, ensuring that every contribution is managed responsibly and directed towards creating meaningful and lasting impact for the community it serves.